Good morning. We're holding Lamais in the middle of a halacha. It was a long halacha. It was klal. We're in Hilkas Rechilas, klal vav. So it's the middle of halacha gimel. It's the second paragraph. So I'll just review at the beginning. The first paragraph was saying like this. Let's say a person had a business and he doesn't know why all of a sudden the business went sour. Right? And it's very possible the reason why the business went sour is because somebody was malshin on him, or somebody said rechilus against him, etc. The example the Chavetz Chaim gives is that in Europe, the way it worked, in Russia, the way it worked is that you needed permission from the minister to open a certain business. You had to have a certain rishus. And if it was taken away from you, the contract was taken away from you, you had to leave that business, someone else took it. Obviously, someone else who wants the business, nageva davar. So, let's say, you know, someone go ahead and tells you that this person, you know, see, you're not allowed to believe it. You're not allowed to be machzik that this person is a Russia. You have to say, Sedek Teshva Samitachi, you have to down the Kavskos. Okay? That's the first paragraph. Then he says like this, Vafilum Shama Shusibe Vlo Ahezek, Avapikain Ein Mutaloi, Raklachish Vlo Lahakla Radavar Vedaitu Shu Emes. And even if he hears that this person, let's say that Reuven is the one who caused the damage to his business, it's still, you're not allowed to believe it, you're allowed to suspect it for the future, but you can't be machlit hadavar, you can't decide in your mind that it's chaka emes. So feel menashe masum rivavazeh im hanekshad v'amrlo, and even if people that they had made a fight already with the person who's suspicious, in other words, let's say this, Shimon loses his business. Rumor has it that Reuven caused his business to be lost. And not only that, but there are other people that are yelling at Reuven for doing this. So now it sounds like other people believe it, right? So, you know, it's not just me. In other words, they're yelling, they get up in shul and say, Reuven ruins Shimon's business by malshin to the government. And the whole shul's up against Reuven, and Reuven's quiet, he's not even protesting. Still, you Shimon, no one is allowed to believe the Rechilas, because that's all it is at this point. There's no evidence, there's no witnesses, there's not in Bezdin, there's no nothing. All it is, believe me, my son who's in business tells me, today, with the way things go with Twitter and all the kinds of automatic, you know, communications, if someone wants to ruin someone else's business, it's very, very easy. It's very much crazy. You can get back at somebody today so easy. So all you have to do is start a nasty rumor. Remember the Maisa last year? I told you the Maisa last year with this story in Borough Park, with the restaurant in Borough Park. You know, it got onto YouTube and it got onto Facebook that this guy was selling trefa meat, and they lost the Ashgacha for a week and it closed down. The whole thing was sheker. The guy went out and bought it. Before he put it on the grill, the guy found him, he fired the guy, and he sent him out. That was it. No one made a mistake, no one nothing. It was just this guy who went instead of buying the kosher stuff, bought the trefa stuff, whatever. But because of the quick communication, someone all of a sudden, boom, boom, took a picture, made it. So it's and that was really even not even so amazing. You can imagine if someone wants to get out, it's someone else. You know, no, unfortunately, yeah. Then you don't need the modern communication. Stam, you know how it is. You start a rumor about somebody. So even though truly it is a mitzvah to save someone from suspicion, and that if someone suspects you, you have to get up and say, no, it's not true. You should be clean from God and from Israel. Meaning, why didn't Reuven protest? Why didn't Reuven protest, right? He sees that it's ridiculous. Why am I going to start yelling now? Everybody's yelling. Everybody believes the Russian horror. Everybody's this. I'm just going to wait. When it comes later, it comes to Bezdin, whatever, I'll bring all my evidence. I'm not going to, because they're not even going to believe me now. They're not going to believe me. That's why he didn't protest. Not because it's true. Because I figure it's better to be quiet. I love him, and all of them, like the Mishnah Novice says, it's better to be from those who are. Mishnah Novice? It's Mishnah somewhere. That it's better to be from those who are insulted and not the the better between an insultee than an insulter. Shomer Kapos and Vedim Hashivan. It's a it's Gemara Kulin Peites. Gemara says that it's better to be a person who other people embarrass you as opposed to you embarrass other people. It's better to be someone who hears the cherp and doesn't answer. No, he figured it's better to keep my mouth quiet, not going to start fights, this and that. When I need to defend myself, I'll defend myself in court. Otherwise, now I'm quiet. So that's why Reuven didn't do it, not because he was guilty. And therefore, you, Shimon, have to try to realize it's not true. Don't believe it. And maybe suspect it, but there's no reason to believe it. Shkoyach.